Now we're going to a bit of controversy in Greystones about the provision of houses. And Derek Mitchell, who's chair of the municipal district there, he chairs all the meetings of the Greystones councillors. He sent us in a press release. Unfortunately, Derek wasn't available this morning, but anyway, let's see what he has to say. He says, I welcome the majority vote of Greystones councillors by 3-2 to provide 41 social homes at the council-owned site in Greystones. This was published probably a decade ago for houses, and lots of money has been spent preparing detailed plan studying flooding, okay, which is part of this, how to reduce it and other issues. The government has agreed to fund building and I hope they'll be ready in 2 years. There are 394 people on the Greystones housing list, many for a long time, and I believe that we have a duty to provide the houses. Councillors Jerry Walsh, Jodie Neary and myself, Derek Mitchell, voted for. Councillor Tom Fortune, independent, and Councillor Mag Screen, independent, voted against providing this housing. There's all talk about flood protection and they will be above the 1 in 1,000 year flood level. Some suggestions that about traffic and things like that. But we come down to a nub of it, and it is that after the vote, according to Councillor Mitchell, Councillor Fortune stormed out of the meeting, criticising both the Director of Housing and the Chair, Derek Mitchell. And Derek Mitchell says, I have complete confidence in the Director who works hard to do this. And on he goes about the procedures. Each councillor can speak for once and for 5 minutes. But he seems to highlight that Tom Fortune stormed out of the meeting. Tom Fortune actually joins us now. Hiya, Tom.
Good morning, Declan.
A bit petulant there, was it, of you?
Declan, maybe before I start, because we've probably run out of time, can I just wish yourself and your family a very happy Christmas, and Claire and all the team in the East Coast?
Thank you. Many happy returns, Tom.
I hope Santa Claus comes to you all.
Derek
is spinning like the good old Fine Gael spin. He's not accurate at all. We had a meeting in November, Declan, in connection with this particular site. And this particular site, you may recall, has a long, long history. It was an integral part of a High Court case, well covered. That High Court case is in the public domain. It was covered in the Village magazine in two different articles, and none of what was in those magazines was ever contested. I put in, at the end of the meeting in November, when it was deferred until the December meeting, we were invited to put in some questions, if we had questions. Now, I put in 22 questions. The first 13 of them weren't answered at all, and the remainder weren't really answered to any great satisfaction. Now, since then, we had a meeting ready for the 15th of December. I won't go through it all with you because it would be too long, but basically the contribution I made in my section of the meeting was that I put it to the chair that we shouldn't be discussing the item, that the item has been before the courts, and therefore it's proven evidence, meaning that the evidence around it has been authenticated. The evidence in the court case established the premise for a Garda investigation, and therefore we shouldn't be discussing it because it's part of a Garda investigation. I had put that to the officials in the council, and there was various emails that had been coming backwards and forwards, and I even got an email on the 14th of December, which was at 8 o'clock, which was the night before the meeting, and the opening line was, I cannot comment on whether an investigation is underway or not. This is a matter for the Gardaí. Now, that doesn't stack up either, Declan, because on numerous occasions over the last years, when any councillor asked a question about something that was kind of in the courts or under the Garda investigation, we were told by officials and by the chairs of the time, I'm sorry, we can't discuss that, but all of a sudden we could discuss this. The second
right, but
point,
what about, now hold on, Tom, what about the 41 houses?
No, I'll come to that, Declan. I put a proposal to the meeting as well, but let me, I have to give you the context to put Derek Mitchell's note to you in context. I then talked about the flooding history of the existing Barnaby Estate, Barnaby Lawns, Avenue, Court and Millbrook. There's all the land around that site, Declan, falls into that particular housing estate. The pitch of the land falling in ranges from 60 degrees down to 30 degrees. So basically, you've basically got a sponge effect of the flooding. So the site is totally unsuitable. We asked also for various reports that have been done since 2005, 2006, and all through the years. They can't be found and they can't be provided. Now, in addition to that, the Barnaby residents, as I said, in the Lawns, Barnaby Court and Avenue in Millbrook, basically, I asked everyone, would they accept, at the meeting on the 15th, I asked them, would they accept living in a housing development like this? I asked them, should the housing development have been built in the first place? Residents actually believe, Declan, and maybe at some stage you could talk to the residents, they believe that the dampness coming from the land where their houses are built is an ongoing health hazard. And I believe this needs a full investigation. Residents can't get flood insurance. Companies say it's a flood claim. And again, I asked them again, would they accept the situation? Now, what I did then, Declan, was the chair cut across me, tried to stop me speaking. He was cutting across the time I would have had allocated. So I just said to the chair, "Chair, that's fine if you want to do that, but can I come back in?" And he said, "No, you can't." He said, "You can come back in if you have a proposal to make." So the meeting then carried on, and we had various discussions around it. Councillor Crean made some excellent points, and she lives in the estate, so she knows exactly what she's talking about. So when all that was all done and dusted, I put a proposal to the meeting. There's 22 acres of land, Declan, right beside the site that the council owns. And I proposed that the 3 acres that we're talking about be combined with this 22 acres, that the 3 acres be turned into a park and some extra biodiversity put into it, and the housing be developed on the 22 acres, and that would be a win-win for everybody. Eventually, there was a big discussion about whether they would take the proposal for the vote first or they would take my proposal. Eventually, which is proper protocol, they took my proposal. We lost that 3-2. And then they put the proposal for the Part 8, and it won 3-2. One of our councillors couldn't make it on the night. Then that item then was just cut, and the chair then was planning to go on to the next item. While I was sitting in my seat, I said nice and calmly, I said, "Chair, just before you continue, I am going to excuse myself now from the meeting, because what's gone on here this evening has been absolutely disgusting." I got up then to go, and as I left the meeting, the chair passed some comment. I turned around and I answered him. Now, I didn't storm out of any meeting, Declan. I don't have to do that. But what went on at that meeting on the 15th of December, as far as I'm concerned, was absolutely disgusting. It ignored a court of law. It ignored histories of flooding. And the people who are the tail end of this are the people who were living in Barnaby Lawns, Barnaby Court, Barnaby Avenue and Millbrook. And
okay, I just want to ask you, finally, Tom, do you dispute that this there's a 1 in 1,000 year chance of flooding?
I do, of course, because...
Yeah, okay, you dispute that.
You're a very intelligent man. And I mean this genuinely. I'm not playing at this. I mean this 110% sincerely. If Declan, and I said this to the members on the meeting at the end of November, if you read the reports and if you read the court record and if you read the publicity around this, nobody in a month of Sunday should be voting for us. And that's the reality.
Tom, I've read Derek Mitchell's press release. Unfortunately, he won't be here. He will be back on with us at some stage and we'll invite you back. I've read out his press release. You've put your side, and I want to get you together to discuss it.
Declan, bring Derek on with me. Derek doesn't want to come on your show with me to discuss
He's been on plenty of time before in controversial circumstances, to be fair to him. But listen, I'm going to leave it there. Tom, good luck. Bye. Take care.
Happy Christmas, Declan. And
you too. All right, so that's the press release versus what Tom Fortune said. And as I say, we'll return to that in the future for those people in Greystone.